Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Share Your Fantasies. This file will have you wanting to share your thoughts, your naughty dreams, your delicious fantasies. So better be prepared before you start listening that you may end up sharing a bit more than you'd like. If you are used to my voice, just listening to this will already put you into a wonderful state of trance. The feeling of my words caressing your mind makes your eyes flutter, slows your brain down. It will help, of course, if you've listened to an induction before this. But the more used you are to my voice, the less that is needed, as I can just make you drop with just a simple word. And the more I make you drop, the more easy it becomes, the more I help you to relax, the more natural it feels. Everyone has fantasies. Everyone has naughty dreams, secret fetishes, hidden desires. Everyone. So I know that you have a lot of naughty fantasies. You have a lot of sweetly delicious desires that should be shared. And you might worry how your naughty thoughts would be received by someone else. That doesn't matter. See, the thing is, keeping them to yourself is a little bit like trying to hold back on sharing something amazing, an amazing achievement that you got. You want to share this amazing feeling. You need to share this delicious desire. And it comes in the form of your fantasies, your ideals and dreams, knowing that they are yours and valid, that your unique desires are shared by more than you'd expect. Your fantasies are not alone, but they cry out in your mind. They desire to be shared so much. And it's not just one either. It's more than one desire. So many variations of fantasies, so many subtleties of sexuality. And fetishes are more than just sex and kink. There are all kinds of fantasies that you're still hiding. They just have to be let out, shared, told to someone somehow, in person, chat, text. Somehow you need to share them, you need to let them out, you need to give them space. And once you start sharing, you'll find that it becomes easier and easier, because sharing by itself is hot. And you'll find that once you start asking other people, they'll share too, which in turn will allow you to share more. Share your fantasies. Feel the desire to have them heard, noticed. They just crave to be released. They just crave to be let out into the world, shared, spread. You need to share them. You just have all of these naughty fantasies, all just cropped up in your busy mind, and even though right now your mind will drop deep for me, even though right now it is so calm, back there, deep inside, it's like an itch, like a very sneaky, annoying itch. All those naughty fantasies, all those sweet desires, you want to share them, you want to let them out, you want so badly to tell someone. Perhaps you're feeling a little nervous as this idea spreads through your mind. But nervousness is just another word for excitement, arousal. The more nervous this makes you, the more exciting it becomes to share. The more nervous you are, the more fun it will become. And every fantasy you share will be rewarded with a rush of pleasure, with a really big glow of pride, because if you share them, you will have done well. I'll be proud of you for sharing your fantasies, for daring to let them out. And you know, you might be surprised to find out what comes of this. Don't worry though, your mind will only tell those that you feel are safe. You can write it down to keep for later. You can share it in a way that feels good to you. But share you must. Share your fantasies. And enjoy. Enjoy the deep, wonderfully depraved conversations you'll have because of this. Enjoy and wake, and remember, share them.